Good, good. I could say straighten the way here real quick. Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, eh?
Amen.
You know, you could be out shoveling snow. That's later tonight. Thank you, sir. That's for later. Who likes surprises? You don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't even know. Amen. Well, let's see. Tonight we're going to be having a discussion. We're going to be talking about the topic of joy. I figured it's a pretty good topic to be talking about. You know, this has been something that I've been thinking about in the last few days, actually. Having a conversation with a few different guys about this subject, about joy. And how different things give us joy, and what joy is, the importance of joy. And as believers, joy is a very important thing in our lives, supposed to be. The Bible actually says, well, let's just turn over there real quick. We'll dive right into this. Turn over into, we'll start with Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's start off there. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. How many of you like fruit?
Amen.
That's good. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. You know, I'm so thankful that there's no law against love. There's no law against joy or any of those other ones. Can you imagine if you got in trouble, got arrested every time you got happy? I mean, I think we should turn it around. If you're not happy, you should get arrested. I think that's the way we should do it, no? I mean, joy is just one of those things, and joy is so crucial to the believer. You know, the one part, and we'll look at this scripture verse a little bit later, but it says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes we don't always feel like being happy now, do we? Not always. I'm going to ask if my lovely assistant will help me out here, also known as my father. This is my pops. Give Craig a big round of applause here. Thank you, sir. Interesting. All right. Now, you can take the guy out of youth ministry, but you can't take the youth ministry out of the guy. And, I mean, I've always liked to do demonstrations and object lessons. It's always something I've enjoyed, just because I'm a visual learner myself. Anybody else like that? Yeah. And stuff, you know, you remember stuff when you see it, right? And so I want to show you this. This lovely vase represents me, you, okay, us. Right here. And so, I mean, this is our lives. And this represents, okay, we got some space in our life. And I don't know about you, but there's times when you're looking for joy. Have you ever looked for joy and tried to find joy in different places? For instance, this little cup here, this represents stuff. How many of you get joy out of stuff? Anybody? Okay, he puts that in there. But it really don't fill you up now, do it? I mean, you can have all the stuff in the world, but it really doesn't really fill you the way it should, you know, that we're looking for. You can have the nice cars. You know, you can have the nice snow machines. You can have all the play toys, the whatever you want. I mean, it's stuff. But eventually, you run out of space for stuff, too, in your house. You know what I'm talking about? You can have so much stuff. I mean, it can get overwhelming. And stuff is only temporary. Things break. You don't like your new car anymore after you own it for 2 days. You know? You might want to get something new. You know? You might not like your boat anymore. You might want a new one, even though you got 3 or 4. I mean, there's different things. Like, I mean, there's stuff. But it's only temporary. It doesn't last. All right, here's another one. Money. You got so much stuff that you got to build a garage. So you got to spend some money for storage. My wife is laughing at me. But I mean, think about that. So money. You got all this money. People go to work. They work day in, day out to get as much money as they possibly can, thinking that it will bring them joy. Now, they say money don't buy happiness. I really haven't seen a really sad guy though on a boat. Just saying. No, I'm joking. The money, but no. I mean, money really don't buy happiness. And that's true because, once again, money is temporary. Especially we've learned the last little while, money comes, money goes. Am I right? Anyone experience that? Money comes in, money goes out. You know? And for a season, oh yeah, lots of money coming in. And then you might have another season. Lots of money going out. Right? You know? And so we really don't get filled up by our money either. I'm not saying money is a bad thing, and I'm not saying stuff is a bad thing. But, once again, are we filled? No, I mean, there's a lot of space there still. All right, this one should top us up. Travel. Let's go travel. Let's go somewhere tropical. Winter's coming. Let's go south. Who's with me? Anybody? Somewhere warm? I mean, where the toughest decision you got to make is what SPF sunscreen you're going to put on today? No, that sounds nice, you know? What color swim trunks are you going to put on while you're sitting, you know, going to the beach? Let's see, travel. Anybody here like to travel? Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Going somewhere, different places. You know, people get enjoyment out of travel. Going to camp, going on vacations, going on holidays. Wait a minute. Still not filled. But it's still not filled. All right. So let me tell you something here. Scripture clearly states that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And see, when we trust and rely on the Lord, He's going to make sure that we are filled to the top. This represents Jesus Christ. Who wants to get baptized right now? Come here. Let's see what happens when we start allowing Jesus to come in. We start allowing the joy of the Lord to come on the inside of us. Oh, yeah, baby. And look what's happening. Look what's happening. What's going on here? Look at that. Overflowing. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord, it flows up and overflows. And you know what? Okay, look, money, temporary. Things, stuff, temporary. Travel, leisure, whatever, temporary. Jesus, eternal. That's what lasts forever. That's where we need to put our faith in. Because ultimately, when we trust in Him and we rely on Him, He's going to give us the things that we need. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control. All those things are going to be ours. So we need to have the joy of the Lord overflowing on the inside of us. How many of you got the joy of the Lord on the inside? Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. All right, tell your face and smile. My goodness. Come on. As believers, we're supposed to be a little bit happy. Amen. Any happy people in here? Amen. You know, you might be going, all right, that's good. We got 2.5. All right. You see, when we get over into this and start thinking about it, I mean, life can be miserable. Let's just face it. Life can really suck sometimes. You know, you could have loss of a loved one, or bill payments are due, or there's stresses and strains, and relationships aren't going right. There's all types of situations that can steal your joy. You know what I'm saying? But none of you in here face that, right? No? You ever have a joy snatcher in your life? Something that sucks the joy right out of things? You know? If you haven't, maybe you're that. If you don't know, maybe you're snatching joy, you know? But yeah, there's things that will take your joy. Last night I didn't have much joy. Boston Bruins lost. The Vancouver Canucks was my joy sucker last night. You know? And, okay, give it up. They're playing again tonight, doubleheader. New York Islanders, right? Is the Islanders or Rangers? Somewhere in New York. Islanders. I'm praying against them. I'm loosening and binding and casting out devils tonight, I guarantee it. You know? But, in all fairness and sportsmanship, I was texting our dear old buddy Robbie Ahuja, who should be on the staff of the Vancouver Canucks for being a super fan, And I told him, I said, your goalie is awesome. Now, that's as close to a compliment that I could give someone that roots for that. But I said, his goalie was awesome, right? So I had a little bit of joy there for him, you know? But Toronto Maple Leafs, we're not even going to go there. Wow. It might seem like sometimes that when you turn on the news, all you get is the bad stuff, right? Bad news all the time. And there's an issue with something. And, I mean, once again, you just turn on any social media, you turn on any newscast, and the world is falling apart. And it's so easy to feel down. And this is true. A few years ago, I was in a bookstore, and I was going through some books, and the Christian books were next to the self-help books, right? And I'm just kind of perusing through, and right there, there was a book that said, Depression for Dummies. I'm like, as if you're already not down? Here's another kick, you know? Boom, you know? I'm like, wow. And then I almost went and reached for it, you know? No. But I was like, depression. And I mean, this is the type of world that we live in, you know? I mean, there is people deal with stuff. We've all felt down. But to see, the thing is that we have to learn as believers on where we put our trust and our faith in. It's not in what we hear on the news. It's not in what even the doctor tells us. But it's what the Word of God says. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Because let me tell you, if we always gave into emotions and the feelings, we wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. It's a big, dark, scary place out there. But let me tell you this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Not always do you feel like giving it a ha, ha, ha. Not always do you feel like laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Preach it, sister. You know? All right. So what is joy? I'm glad you asked. Well, Webster, their old buddy Webster, says to experience great pleasure or delight, to rejoice. The emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of processing what one desires or delight. How many of you experienced pure joy before? Anybody in here? You've experienced pure joy? What are some moments in your life that's brought you a lot of joy? Well, when our kids were born, that was exciting. You know, for sure. You know, I said the day they were born, but now I look at it and sometimes it's not a lot of joy. You know? Myself and Kendra are outnumbered, you know? But, you know, the kids brought us joy. When we got married, that was a joyful day, you know? Kendra might be second-guessing things now, but, I mean, it was a joyful day, right? You know, birthdays can be joyful sometimes, but as you get older, you want to kind of forget about them a little bit, you know? I mean, there's milestones when your kid in sports get their first gold or win something. That's exciting. That's joyful. You know, there's different things like that. Getting a new job, getting a pay raise at your work. Hey, isn't that joyful? I mean, you know, getting some extra money could be good. When you mysteriously get money in the mail from somebody. Hallelujah. That gets exciting. You know what I mean? Just saying. What else? What else could be joyful? Buying a new vehicle can be exciting. You know, there's joyful moments in our lives. There's different things. And so, what is joy? Joy, once again, is the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune. I think joy is something that we underestimate quite often, and we forget on how important it really is. As Christians, we always have a reason to be joyful, and we need to show it. If we have the joy of the Lord, and we know it, others will see it too. You see, it's very contagious. Have you ever been around somebody who's just bubbly happy, and then you feel like, you know, you feel good when you're around them? You know, it gets contagious. When you sat around with your friends, and you're talking, and, you know, and you're just joking around a little bit, you know, that joy and that excitement rubs off. No, it's the same thing, too. You can walk into a room where there's a bunch of grouchy people, and boy, you come out there and you just feel disgusting, right? You ever experienced that? Yeah. I mean, that's no fun either. I like being around. I got a couple buddies that we talk to on the phone, and it's actually a riot. Doesn't matter how bad of a day I'm going, as soon as I get on the phone with my buddy, just the way he answers it, I just chuckle. He's just got that personality about him, you know? Every time he answers the phone, it's something different. You don't know, you know, what version of this guy you're going to get, you know? And it's awesome. I love it. Because you might be down, or you might not feel great, or you might be going through a bit of a stressful moment.
Chesting.
See, that could be a joy downer right there, using the handheld mic. The worst thing, I'm not Italian, but I talk with my hands. So now I'm mute. Miss Kathy knows what I'm talking about. Do 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 do. Here we go. Thank you, Brother Dave. Give Brother Dave a big round of applause. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Let's look at that. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. And Nehemiah continued, "Go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks." How many of you like rich foods in here? Oh, man. So good. So good. What I wouldn't do for a lobster claw right now. All right. "Rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." For the joy of the Lord is your strength. There are times when we're unsure on what to do. The situation might look bleak. But let me tell you something. God is bigger and God is stronger than any situation that you may be facing. And then when we have, or when we have him on our side, we have something to be joyful about. If we are born again and we can't find something to be joyful about, then we need to change our perception on things. Because today is an opportunity that God gave you to go do something. Each day is a precious gift. Amen. That's one thing we've definitely learned. And so we got an opportunity to be down and out or go do something with that day. You know, you'll never know the impact that you'll have on people, good or bad. That's a scary thing. I much prefer to have a good impact on somebody more so than a negative impact. Anybody with me? Amen. Yesterday, I had a lengthy conversation with a gentleman, and he told me a story about his friend. And his friend was in a terrible accident. He was a race car driver. And it was a specialized type of race. They're racing in the States, and it's like mud racing, it's called. But apparently, these cars are super high horsepower, and they race in like thick clay mud almost. And it's called mud racing, but it's not actually mud. What happened to this guy when he was racing, he was going, and something happened to him, and he had a medical emergency while he was racing. He hit the wall doing 245 kilometers an hour. I mean, that's bad right there. But miraculously, he didn't die. He survived the accident. But now he was in really, really tough shape. And so when that happens, I mean, they can only work on one part of you at a time. So ultimately, they tried to save the gentleman's life, and they did. They worked on his heart, and then his legs were broken, his wrists, his spine, you know, his vertebrae, everything was fractured. And so he became pretty well paralyzed from like chest down type thing. He still could use his arms, but everything down. And so when this all took place, this gentleman, he was talking. He knew this guy, and they had been friends for a while. And he told me a little bit more about the story, about how he became his personal trainer to get this guy's strength back up so he could you know, work or do whatever that he wanted to do. And this guy that was in the accident, he was a big, strong guy. He worked in the oil patch for a long time. And this other guy was a trainer. He worked with hockey teams and done training people and done strength training, conditioning, all those things. And they were friends. So the guy that was in the accident, he's in the hospital. His family reached out to this other guy and was like, hey, we want you to come and be his strength trainer. And so he was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm really not used to doing this type of stuff, but let's do it. Well, they started working every week, day after day. And at first, it was a lot of struggles. The guy that was in the accident, he kept getting infections and getting sick, and things just was looking really bad. He was in and out, just bad things happened to him. But they persevered. And my friend that I was talking to told me, was telling me this story, and with tears in his eyes, he said, we kept working at it every day, to the point to when it took 8 years, but he was doing chin-ups from his chair, from his wheelchair, being able to use all his upper body strength and just doing this, and that's what they were doing. And it took a while, but they got him doing that. And so the conversation went on, and he told me some more bits and pieces of the story. But this gentleman looked at me yesterday, and he said, and he's not a believer per se, but he believes more than what he lets on, put it that way. And he looked at me and he said, Steve, he looked at me stone, like right in the eyes, and I'll never forget this. He looked at me cold in the eyes and he said, Steve, he said, you never know what impact you're going to have on somebody's life. I was never a person that thought I'd be able to work with people like that or do something like that, but when it was time to do it, I had to do it, and we did it. And he goes, you never know the lasting impression that you'll leave on somebody. On just taking time out of your schedule to go help somebody else out. And he said, it was joyful. It was exciting to see the strength and to see him do things. It was good. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be creating impacts wherever we go. And positive impacts. Because people are more attracted to joy than negativity. Amen. You want your church to grow? You show lots of joy and lots of love. You want to see your business to be successful? You show joy. You show love. You want more relationships and more friends? You be attractive that way. You be joyful. I mean, that's what attracts. And you feel down and out? You feel depressed? You feel sad? Sometimes it's hard to pull yourself up. And sometimes you need to reach out and talk to somebody. But also, don't forget this. Like Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. We don't have to be sad. The devil wants us sad. He wants us down. He wants us out. Because he's going to defeat us. He's going to hold us down. And if the devil's holding us down, we cannot fulfill the call of God that he has on our lives. Amen. And we can go all the way back and look at Jeremiah 29:11 again. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. And they're good for hope and a future. Amen. Nowhere does it say that you're supposed to be down and out and depressed and sad and broke. That is not God's will, not is not God's plan for any of our lives. We serve a big God who has lots of love, lots of joy, lots of peace, lots of mercy, lots of grace. All those things that belong to me and you. Amen. We just need to be willing to reach out and step out of our comfort zone and use it. Are you listening to me? Amen. How many happy people we got in here tonight? Oh yeah, we got a few more. That's good. That's good. Look, the things of this world are superficial. But when we start having Jesus, we're going to have that joy bubbling over so that wherever you go, it's going to be contagious. That people are not going to be able to help themselves but smile when you walk by. How cool would that be? You know, they're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you. Maybe at you a little bit, but they're laughing. You know, especially if you're a Boston Bruins fan right now. They are laughing at you. And sometimes it's people really close to you, too. Like right now. You know? That's okay. We get our own digs. It's early in the season still. The season's half over. You know? Come on. Is this good? You getting anything out of this tonight? Here's something else to consider. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Let's look at this. A cheerful heart is good medicine. But a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Oh, man. Kendra and I, we have a friend from back home. He was given a pretty bad diagnosis a couple years ago. A young guy, like my age type thing, right? Young guy, super young. And what are y'all laughing at? And he was given young family, new bride, little kid. And he's kind of stage 4 cancer, right? Our boat buddy in Florida. Well, now he's back in Newfoundland. Stage 4 cancer. The doctor said, no, there's not no hope. And this guy, instead of getting down about it, he just had a big smile on his face and is like, well, we're going to deal with it. And he is living life at 110 miles an hour, enjoying every minute. And he's not doing typical treatments. He's doing some holistic thing. I'm not sure what he's doing. But he told me the other day, I was talking to him a few weeks ago, and he told me, Steve, you know, I got a pretty good report. He goes, the mass is actually shrinking.
Hallelujah.
And he goes, I'm just enjoying life. I go to work, you know, when I can type thing. I'm working when I can. I'm doing all my hobbies, spending lots of time with my little girl, with my wife, you know, going down to Florida. He goes, he's 36 years old. I'm retired, you know. But he's smiling, and he's talking. You talk to him on the phone, and it's like, you know, he's telling me the situation. I was kind of feeling bad, and he's got this chipper voice, but he's like, well, I'm getting through it. And there's no doubt and unbelief in his voice. It's all excitement and a bright future. Because he's got joy on the inside of him. You know? And he's got strength in that, in the joy. And I've heard other stories of people who've been sick. And, you know, they've got that positivity going in them, and they start realizing, and, you know, laughter is good medicine. Amen. That's for sure. You know, and they get happy. There was one guy, the story goes, that he was given up to die, and so they put him in the hospital room, and the TV was there, and they he asked someone to go bring in all the Three Stooges movies. And he watched them, and all he did was laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. To the point to where they're like, and he'd done this for days, laughing and laughing and laughing. Until eventually he walked out of that hospital. You know? And I'm not saying praise God through the Three Stooges. But you know, what I'm saying is that when you have joy on the inside, because you could, the biggest enemy is negativity. That will destroy you. That will tear you apart. You're sitting there and thinking the worst, and what if, or oh no. And people just shut down before their time. Listen, a cheerful heart is good medicine. And now a cheerful heart, it goes, well, she's gone. A cheerful heart, I mean, that means that we got on the inside of us. That means that we got joy on the inside. We need to have the God kind of joy. The joy that gives us power. The joy that gives us ability. The joy that gives us strength to overcome.
Amen.
The type of joy that is contagious to other people around us.
Right.
The type of joy that is attractive.
Yeah.
The type of joy that Satan hates.
Yeah.
Because there is so much power in that.
Amen.
Ask the question again. How many joyful people I got in here? It's getting there. We're getting there. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. When you have joy alive in your heart, you're able to overcome things a lot easier. You know? Like, was it that song that Mary Poppins used to sing? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. You know? Things that are sweet, that are nice, you know? Anybody ever take Buckley's?
Oh, yeah.
It's true. It tastes awful.
And
it works, but it's awful.
Yeah.
It's gross. Now they've improved the flavor a little bit. You can get, the honey one. Yeah, the honey one. You know, it tastes a little sweet, a little better. You know, they finally got smart. You know, why do I want to die taking this stuff, you know? It's like it's supposed to make me better, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all been there. Oh, I'm so sick. And you at the bottle of Buckley's. And you're like, I'm just going to die. Who wouldn't take this? No? Is it just me? Am I the big baby here? Or anyone else like that? Yeah? No? Yeah? Yeah? Back there shaking your head. I see you. Oh, yuck. All right. Turn over in your Bibles to another scripture verse here. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16. We're going to look at our old buddy David. We've looked at this a few times. We're going to look at it some more. It says here, but as the ark of the Lord entered the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she was filled with contempt for him. She was mad. They brought the ark of the Lord and sent it in its place inside the special tent David had prepared for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. When he had finished his sacrifices, David blessed the people in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. Then he gave to every Israelite man and woman in the crowd a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins. Man, they were eating good. Then all the people returned to their homes. When David returned home to bless his own family, Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him. She said in disgust, "How distinguished the king of Israel looked today, shamelessly exposing himself to the servant girls like any vulgar person might do." David retorted to Michal, "I was dancing before the Lord, who chose me above your father, sister, and all his family. He appointed me as the leader of Israel, the people of the Lord, so I celebrate before the Lord. Yes, and I am willing to look even more foolish than this, even to be humiliated in my own eyes, but those servant girls you mentioned will indeed think I am distinguished." The ark of the Lord came back among its people where it belonged. And David was so excited that he went out and started dancing in the streets. But now it was, you know, that side of the world, it gets a little warm sometimes. Actually, a lot of time. And so the more he danced, the more robes came off. So he got a little, you know, comfy, we'll say. And so this is what Michal was all upset about. Oh, look at this king making a fool of himself. But, you know, he was excited. Because he knew the power was back among the people. He knew that the Lord was back among the people. Amen. He had joy because he had the Lord once again back with him. So he didn't care. He was full of joy, full of excitement. And as a matter of fact, he cleared things up real quick and said, "Hey, listen here, woman." Say that today, you get a back of the head and a hand or something. But listen here, lady. God chose me over your daddy. He kicked him out, put me in. And as a matter of fact, he chose me over everybody else that was in your family. Why? Because God seen something. God knows better. So I'm going to have a little bit of joy because God has blessed me. And he's blessed my family. And he's blessed our people. And he's back among his people. So we got something to be excited about. So I'm going to become even more undignified than this because I'm going to have the joy of the Lord. I don't care what people think. When situations look bleak, I'm going to have the joy of the Lord. Are you listening? Because I'm preaching a lot better than what you're shouting right now. I guarantee it. Come on. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You can go through a dark time, but you can still have the joy of the Lord. You can feel alone sometimes, but the joy of the Lord is still yours. Come on, the bank account might be laughing at you a little bit. But listen, the joy of the Lord is still yours. Come on, you might have some relationship problems. But you know what? You got to give it a ha, 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 ha. Because the joy of the Lord is yours. It doesn't matter what circumstance, what situation, what turmoil, whatever's going on in your life. Because let me tell you something. When you're sad and depressed, it's bad. But when you start focusing on the things of God, you start seeing what his word says. When you realize you are the righteousness of God in Christ, when you realize what belongs to you, that you're a king's kid, you're blessed, you're the head and not the tail. Come on now, that should give you a little bit of joy right there. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all done preach me happy. Way to go. Next breath. David was excited. He was full of joy. And he danced. Sometimes you might have to dance and look a little crazy. You know who else dances around here and looks a little crazy sometimes? His brother Dave. Is it a coincidence with the name? I don't think so. Because I'm sure Cassie looks at him sometimes and be like, boy, what are you doing? But I tell you, brother Dave, he's not ashamed. And when he gets into that whirlwind, look out. There's arms flying and chairs flying and, I mean, devils flying. See, when you got that joy going, devil hates it. What are you laughing at? I got Jesus on the inside of me. But you got cancer, so? I got Jesus on the inside of me. His word says I'm healed. You know, worst case scenario, I'm going to go see him. Right? Are you listening to me? Just as well let it happen. You see? The joy of the Lord. Let it bubble up a little bit. Devil don't like it. James chapter 1. Let's look at that. All this water up here is making me thirsty. Anyone else thirsty? You want some? Here, catch. No. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. I got 5 minutes to do another, get into my notes. Or I still have the introduction. All right. We got it up there? Here we go. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Woohoo! Life sucks! No? How many of you, that's your first response? Yes, I have another bill. Hallelujah. Right? Oh, man. Your kids make a mess in the house. Oh, praise God. You know? Dogs pee on the floor. Thank you, Jesus. Ha ha. You know? Car gets a flat tire. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You know? Not going to lie, I really don't behave that first thing. When those trials happen, I ain't dancing for joy when one of the dogs decides to pee on the rug that we just washed the day before. Yeah. And you threaten to turn them into a pair of slippers. You know? Count it all joy. You know? Sometimes you got to remind yourself those blessed little assurances, you know? I mean, count it all joy. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
Hallelujah.
What are you hallelujahing about? You mean I'm more patience? I'm joking. But let patience have its perfect work.
Amen.
Oh, boy. You need more patience. I'm not a doctor. All right? That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Let's go all the way back to the beginning again, Miss Kendra. My brethren, count it all joy when you face it, when you fall into various trials. All right. Get that in our heads. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let the patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You see, okay, you're going through a tough time, all right? We get it. But count it all joy. Why? Because the Lord is going to get you through it. You know, we've heard the cliche sayings, but you can't have a testimony without a test. You know? You can't have a victory without a battle. Are you listening to me? I mean, it's all these things. It's true. You just can't, you know, win with no opposition. There has to be something. Like when you go to the gym, there has to be resistance, right, in order for you to build muscle and all those things. So in order for a believer to get stronger, I mean, we're going to have to face some stuff. In order for you to get stronger, you're going to have to deal with some things. You know? But the thing is, we don't have to stay with those things. That's a mindset that we have. We get to choose what's going on in our life. As the righteousness of God in Christ, we reign as kings in life. We have that. It's our legal right because we're king's kids. And we belong to Christ, right?
Amen.
Jesus right now is sat down at the right hand of the Father in the place of all authority. When he ascended and sat down over 2,000 years ago and sat down at the right hand of the Father, everything that God had, he transferred, he bestowed onto Christ. All power, all authority, all that belongs to Jesus. Now, we talked about this in Bible school, and you guys are going to get it too right now, because we are the body of Christ, right? Can you separate the head and the body?
No.
You cannot. So if the head receives something, that means the whole entire body receives something. So therefore, all those spiritual blessings and all that power and all that authority and all those good things that God bestowed to Jesus, we also have, brother and sister. So come on, we're walking in authority. We're walking in power. We're walking in sound mind. Come on, we're walking in victory. You should be on your feet right now celebrating because you have that joy. You have that peace. It is yours. That's what's yours. Woo-wee. It's not bad for a Methodist church, I guarantee it. We're preaching good. Are you guys sleeping? No? Everyone say, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Even when we don't feel at all joyful and happy, we do it anyways. We count it all joy. You know, we got to start with a little ha, ha, ha. Sometimes you got to get over in it. Sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. Sometimes you just don't feel like being happy. Cindy, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? There's some days and you just don't feel joyful now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I guarantee it. I mean, I understand. I get it. I do. I do. There's some days you just don't feel very joyful. There's some days that you just feel like, I'm just going to stay in my bed and cuddle into my pillow and that's where I'm staying. Shut the world off.
Amen.
But you know what? You can't do that. You know? You can't do that. So you count it all joy. And you say, Lord, I need your power today. I need that strength. Lord, help me get through today. And you know what? Next thing you know, you get up, you get a shower, get freshened up a little bit. Yeah, it's not so bad. Feeling a little better. Thank you, Jesus. You know, get out, get some breakfast, go to Tim's drive-thru, get a coffee. Ooh, boy, things are getting real good now. Especially, you know, that first sip of coffee. I like iced coffee. But that first sip, it goes straight to the soul. It bypasses the stomach and everything else. It goes right to the soul, I'm sure of it. Because you can feel it when it hits. That good coffee. You know what I'm talking about? I like iced coffee. You know? And then, you know, you're thanking the Lord. Now, sometimes you're going to face some punches. Sometimes you're going to face some stuff. But you still give it a little ha, ha, ha. Oh, man, there's stress. I got to go to work today, and things aren't going right at work. I'm having trouble with my boss. Oh, he's a Toronto Maple Leaf fan. But ha, ha, ha. You know? My goodness, I got to go uphill both ways in snow today. But you know what? Ha, ha, ha. At least I got my winter tires put on. You know? Oh, boy, I don't know. Jesus, the kids are just not listening today. I mean, they're just doing their own thing. But you know what? Lord, I thank you for them. You've blessed me with them, and they're my fault. So, ha, 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 you know? I praise you for that, Lord. And next thing you know, your pep and your step is coming back. And Father God, you know, I just thank you for all the good things that you have blessed me with. That, Lord, I got my health and I got my strength. Lord, I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my children. Ha, 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 ha. Lord, I thank you for my church and my pastors. Ha, ha. I thank you for my friends, Lord. I thank you that you're supplying all my needs according to your word. Ha, 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 ha. And next thing, it's just bubbling up out of you. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. That's good. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You might have to get a little undignified sometimes. You might have to feel like you're a little crazy, but you got to do it. You got to do it. Everyone stand to your feet. Everyone say, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Lord, I thank you for your joy. Lord, I thank you that you are with us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And that, Father God, you give us what we need exactly when we need it. That, Lord, when we're going through those tough times, that we're going to count it all joy. That, Lord, we're going to learn, we're going to trust and put our faith in you, Lord. That, Father God, you're going to help us grow and become stronger. That, Father God, that no matter what situation may face us, that we can get through it because we have your strength, your power. We have the ha-ha-has on the inside of us. We have your joy tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, just get over there a little bit. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Look at the situation you're dealing with right now. Just laugh at it for a minute. Come on. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Oh, bank account smarten up. Oh, addiction, go away. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Sickness, disease, ha-ha-ha, I gotta go. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Relationship issues? You get out of here. Woo, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You remind the devil that you have the joy of the Lord. He's going to try and tell you and remind you of your past and all the bad things. But you got to remind him of his future. Put him in remembrance on what's coming. Come on. And also remind him Jesus already defeated him. Ha ha ha. That he's already been defeated. Come on. He has no power over you. Ha, ha, ha. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You're a blessed one. Called out one. Separated. Chosen by God. His very own child. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands towards heaven and give him all the glory and the praise tonight. Come on, just thank him. Just thank him. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your voice up all across this auditorium. You're watching online. Come on. Come on, ha, ha, ha. Just give him all the praise. Thank him for his goodness. Lord, you're so good. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Thank you. Lord, we'll become just like David. We'll dance like David danced. We'll come before you excited because you're in us. You're with us. You're around us. Thank you, Jesus. If you're in this place tonight and you don't feel that joy of the Lord like you should, maybe your relationship with the Father is not the way it needs to be, tonight's a great night to get back on track with Him. You might say, well, Pastor Steve, I was once upon a time, you know, I felt that, or maybe you've never felt that. I would encourage you, my friend, wherever you're watching from or listening to, tonight's a great night to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, to fill that void. Because things of this life, like we've seen with that little illustration here with the water, it's only superficial, it doesn't last. You want Jesus to fill your life. Every area, let him take full control, and your life will never be the same. If you're in this place tonight with every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, if you're in this place and you need to make Jesus number one, you need Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You need to get things back on track with Him. If that's you, I want you to slip your hand up real quick. Anyone in this place, you need to get back on track with God. Thank you. Come on. Don't be shy. I'm not going to embarrass you. I see that hand. Yeah, I see the hands. Yeah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Come on. Don't miss this opportunity. This is a great opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And everybody within the sound of my voice, I'm going to pray a prayer. You're going to repeat after me, and we're going to dedicate our lives over to Jesus tonight. Everyone that hears me in the sound of my voice, repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord, tonight I commit myself to you. Be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sin, my sickness, my disease, and all the ugly things that's in my life. I thank you for your joy. I thank you for your peace, your grace and mercy that will fill my life. Because I need you, Lord, now. I commit myself to you 100% tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on, give him a big shout of praise tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise. Praise. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or you might have prayed it before, but you know, you rededicated your life, we got some materials we want to give to you. Brother Dave will got some little things there. Just come talk to him or one of the other staff. We'll make sure you get that. And if you're online and you prayed that prayer, let us know. Give us a phone call, shoot us a message, and we'll make sure we'll get you some information. We want to help you on your journey. We want to help you grow spiritually.